This is the Draft Prospect Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
The Prospect Review Podcast is your source for the latest news and information on the 2014 NFL Draft.
With the 29th pick, the New England Patriots select.
Now here to preview the prospects, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Another Patriots.com prospect preview, Paul Perillo. We will not be reviewing prospects today. We'll be reviewing what the Patriots are going to do in the 79th annual National Football League Player Selection Meeting. See what I did there?
I saw what you did there.
8 p.m. Thursday night, it kicks off, Paul, and it kicks off what should be about, according to the Patriots release, 15 hours of draft action based on recent draft years.
Marvin Lewis and I will be like watching paint dry.
14 hours and 54 minutes last year it took for seven rounds. This year there's 256 selections. According to the Patriots PR department, Thursday night around 11:30 would be your opportunity for cross your fingers. Maybe Bill Belichick makes a pick. Of course, you could trade.
We should get the official word that the Patriots have traded.
And we have a trade, as they always say, on NFL Network and ESPN. And
no,
don't forget
comments from me this year. I actually think it's the right thing to do.
I agree. And don't forget, 8 p.m. is also when the very, very popular and special PFW in Progress draft show kicks off. And we will have 4 hours, basically, of live draft coverage, and we'll put a little Patriots spin on every pick, or at least personal spin, like I'll whine when Anthony Barr gets taken at like 14 and the dream is dead and all that. But right now, Paul, I want to delve into what the Patriots are going to do. We made some selections earlier this week on Patriots Today with Jackie Britton. We went three rounds deep with her and gave some options that the Patriots might have. And I think the one thing we need to discuss is Minnesota defensive tackle Rashid Hageman, who almost universally is the pick. Every time a mock draft comes out, NFL.com had three or four listed, boom, 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 across the board. Hageman. McShay and Kuiper did their live TV. Hageman passing on Barr, and that's just idiotic, but that's a topic for another show. Paul Perillo, are the Patriots going to draft Rashid Hageman?
I would be surprised.
Stunned, I would be.
I mean, I don't really like the player all that much. I don't like the player all that much. I know he's drawn comparisons to Richard Seymour, but I don't think he's that kind of an athlete, and I don't think that he has that kind of versatility. I know that he was used in some different ways at Minnesota, but he's not, to me, that kind of player. Now, listen, I was dead wrong about Seymour. I didn't think Seymour was that kind of player when he originally came out way back in 2001. So I'm not exactly an expert when it comes to analyzing these defensive linemen, particularly in the ways that the Patriots try to use them, you know, with two gap and different kinds of, you know, you like to say the Fred Smirlers, Dovers and Ondas, the odd man fronts and whatnot. To me, it's not a guy the Patriots would be interested in, but you know, we've certainly been wrong many times in the past, and you are right. Everybody is on this guy for the Patriots.
Group mocking at its best. Everybody has picked Hageman.
I think it's actually one guy who thought that it might happen, and then they all said, well, he thought it would happen.
Right. So I'm just I think the astute and educated Patriots fans have called into question the fact that most scouting reports have some issues with Hageman's production, his consistency, his potential versus his proven nature at this point. He seems to be universally considered sort of a boom or bust prospect, and that wouldn't seem to suit the Patriots' needs and draft history and first-round type quality talent that they usually go after. That type of MO certainly sounds more like a Belichick second or third-round pick than a first-round pick.
Well, that's the third round is littered with guys with that kind of a description. Guys that have first-round talent that, for whatever reason, they wind up in the third round.
Right.
And those are medical, their attitude, their character flaws, legal troubles and stuff like that. The third round is littered with what you just described. We're talking about the first round. I'm not comfortable with that.
The only thing that might be as common as Rashid Hageman Patriots mock draft selections in the next 24 hours are reports that something's wrong with Mettenberger, because there seems to be a smear campaign. One day he's included among the leaked list of players who had diluted drug tests at the combine. The next day he's got a back injury.
I'm still not comfortable with the sample thing. Especially
I can't get cramps. I didn't know that was.
I'm sorry, you don't have a diluted sample because you're dehydrated.
That's not what his people say.
No, I know.
Dehydrated, you overhydration dilutes the sample.
Listen, I'll give you this. I'm trying to be as fair and impartial as I can. I like this guy a lot. If this were someone I didn't like, there's no way I'd be buying it. So I have to be honest with myself here. I like Zach Mettenberger a lot. I think he is the best quarterback in this draft. I've said that since day one, but that certainly requires more research. And the teams do the research. The teams know he did whatever this happened. This happened at the combine. This is something that the teams are aware of, and they have deemed it important or not, depending, or somewhere in the middle, depending on the information that they have. But I don't want to blow it off because it's a guy that I really like. And, well, you know, he's dehydrated. Well, you know, I automatically think these guys are always lying, so I'm going to think this guy is lying too, even though I like him. Do you not agree with that?
No, because I like him.
Okay, so as long as you're being fair. the back issue to me is more of a non-issue because it's something his trainers came out and said, yeah, sure, this is something he's dealt with and he's managed, and it hasn't been an issue. So I'm not as worried about the back problem, ironically, because back problems obviously are a lot more important, but I don't think this isn't a surgical procedure. This wasn't Gronkowski, who was coming off surgery and missed the whole year. And I think this is something that is just a little bit more manageable, but, you know, maybe I'm being a little naive with that.
From most perspectives, quarterbacks will be the key in a lot of ways to this draft as the first round unfolds and teams deem guys worthy or not worthy of being selected early or in the first round at all. There is also, from a Patriots perspective, I would think the hope that a marquee quarterback is on the board at 29 could increase the value of that selection. Say a team like Jacksonville might want to trade back into the first round. You might be able to get a high second round pick in exchange for that 29th selection. But the bottom line, the bottom question is, will the Patriots pick, will Bill Belichick pick in the first round, Paul Perillo?
I don't think he will. And if he does, don't ask me what he's going to take, because I really think there's legitimately 5-6 different positions that they could go after. But I don't think he's going to take a player in the first round. I think this is, unless he absolutely cannot swing a deal, which is a possibility, because I think there's a lot of teams that are going to be looking to wheel and deal down there, and maybe the Patriots aren't the best suitor. But I would be surprised if the Patriots take a player at 29.
I agree. There's an outside chance, a little part of me. You know, everybody that is of the belief that when everything's going in one direction, Bill Belichick goes the other direction, the money ball route, there's a little bit of me that says maybe he will trade up because everybody's trying to trade down and the value becomes in trading up. And
I could see that, too. That
possibility.
That wouldn't stun me. I would be stunned if he picks at 29.
Well, that's generally with him. It's almost stunning when he picks at a spot where the NFL told him to pick, regardless of the round.
You think it's a problem with authority, and that's why he trades a lot?
A little bit.
Don't tell me where I finished.
Yeah, Andy Reid and I, we're just going to switch picks, and you can't do a damn thing about it. Elsewhere, as we talked about Mettenberger, another big question from a Patriots perspective, after they worked out Manziel and Bridgewater and Bortles and all the other various quarterbacks, or the lust child that is Tom Savage as a rising star in this draft class, or the PFW boy, Mettenberger, will the New England Patriots select a draft? Select a draft makes no sense. Select a quarterback in this draft.
I almost said a bad thing.
I heard it's retarded or something.
I don't think that's okay.
I'm pretty sure that's not okay. I don't think they're going to take a quarterback in this draft.
8 picks, no QBs.
No. Listen, that can change if they end up swinging the trades.
They might take a quarterback.
No, if they end up swinging the trades that they're possible and you end up adding picks, I think there's needs. I think there are needs that need
so
to be
So they have
filled.
8 needs before they can take a quarterback.
No. I'm saying, well, My gut feeling is they won't take a quarterback. I'll stick with it. But
your gut carries a lot of weight.
What I'm talking about is like the first 3 or 4 picks. But they, you know, I suppose there's a possibility one of the 6 rounders could be.
I think it's a lock they take a quarterback in this draft.
I don't think it's a lock.
I think they are going to get a developmental Ryan Mallett replacement because I think Ryan Mallett's time here is numbered on his way out.
So you do think first 3 picks?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
I think they could, my guy Jeff Matthews out of Cornell, they might say he has all the tools to be a Brian Hoyer developmental guy or, you know, somebody else that they have a liking to. Murray, who I think is going to go later than many people expect. But I think probably 4th to 7th, I don't think it'll be high. I think they will add a quarterback to the competition, to the roster. Elsewhere. What?
Nothing.
You seemed like you wanted to say something.
Nope. I said they. No. I gave you. They could do that. That's. I wouldn't be stunned by a late round pick. I would be stunned first three rounds.
Okay. So now we're just going to do it. We're going to mock this out.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the opportunity to change your mind from yesterday or 2 days ago when we spoke with Jackie, and you
flip
took
another
who?
Coin.
Who are the three players you selected on Patriots today?
I went with D. Ford. I think an edge rusher makes sense. Coney Ealy, D. Ford, maybe DeMarcus Lawrence, a guy that you and I kind of got onto late.
Late riser in our eyes
anyway.
I
remember talking to him at the combine and being somewhat impressed with him. There was a report out that the Patriots had a visit scheduled for him that they canceled.
The Nate Solder thing.
The Nate Solder syndrome.
So we're taking him.
You know, maybe he gets a little bit higher on the radar because of that. A guy like that I wouldn't be surprised with, but you literally can pull a position out of the hat. I think they could go in any different direction.
I agree. Almost anything but a tackle they could take in the first round, second round, third round. I am going to stick with my needs. I am going to stick with what I've talked about. I think you need to add a tight end and a safety relatively early on in this draft. And as we've talked about a lot of the mock drafts are right in that it seemingly unfolds for the Patriots to potentially take a defensive tackle the way all the other talent comes down. We've sort of circled Lewis Nix as a guy that would be a nice addition, a Wilfork replacement,
sure,
if that were to unfold that way and they can't trade out of the first round. So I'm going to stick with Nix as my first round pick. Stick with Nix. Or as Michael Hawley said yesterday, stick and pick. He thinks Patriots are going to stick and pick at 29. No trades, stick and pick. He didn't really offer up what they were going to do. He thinks maybe it's going to be a boring pick like a guard.
Oh.
Suafila out of UCLA.
I almost picked him.
But that's going to put
I couldn't do it even in a mock draft.
That's going to put a wrap on our Patriots.com pre-draft reviews where we got you ready over the course of these podcasts for every single position and the entirety of the draft. And now I urge you to
listen with us
Thursday night, Friday, and Saturday. PFW in Progress will be at the draft and we'll be explaining to you why everything we said over the last 2 months was wrong and how the Patriots looked at this draft differently than we did, than the other teams did.
That's because Fred's the host.
For Paul Perillo, this is Andy Hart. That's going to bring these podcasts to a wrap. And
looking
we'll talk
forward to
you Thursday
it, Andy.
Night. Peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.